本期节目为大家带来一首非常有趣的歌曲 Numb Little Bug， 由可有42784832点播推荐。各位好，这里是可可听歌学英语，我是琳达。听这首歌你能感觉得出来它充满了活力，但唱的内容却让人有一种窒息的感觉。 Numb Little Bug 歌词把挣扎着奋力生活的我们比喻成了麻木的小虫子。你是否也有崩溃的时候？你是否也有谁都不想联系的时候？你是否也有厌倦生活的时候，却还是像一只麻木的小虫子一样在奋力地生存下去？一连串的灵魂拷问给人带来的是一种巨大的无力感。一起来听听吧， Numb Little Bug 送给大家。
Have the pills done too much? Haven't caught up with my friends in weeks, and now we're out of touch. I've been driving in LA, and the world it feels too big, like a floating ball that's bound to break. Snap my psyche like a twig, and I just wanna see if you feel the same as me. Do you ever get a little bit tired of life, like you're not really happy but you don't wanna?Like you're hanging by a thread, but you gotta survive, cause you gotta survive. Like your body's in the room, but you're not really there. Like you have empathy inside, but you don't really care. Like you're fresh out of love, but it's been in the air. I'm a past repair. A little bit tired of trying to care when I don't. A little bit tired of quick repairs to cold. A little bit tiredAnd the dose I gotta take, boy, I wish that I could count. Cause I just wanna see if this could make me happy. Do you ever get a little bit tired of life? Like you're not really happy, but you don't wanna die. Like you're hanging by a thread, but you gotta survive, cause you gotta survive. Like your body's in the room, but you're not really there. Like you have empathy inside, but you don't really care. Like you're fresh out of love, but it's been in the air.
音乐中欢迎回来，以上是咱们的客友42784832点播推荐的 Numb Little Bug， 希望大家会喜欢。听歌呀，真的不能听歌词，有的时候你觉得惊艳的，然后听了歌词之后你才发现，哎，他唱的是色情的或者消极的厌世的。还好这首歌他最后说，虽然咱们都像麻木了的小虫子一样，没了生气和生趣，却还是在奋力求生，最后给人的信息依然是正向的。不过话说回来，正能量还是负能量，歌曲好听就行了，其他的 who cares, right? 好了，接下来咱们听歌学英语，请大家找到一句歌词 haven't caught up with my friends in weeks。 咱们来看一下 catch up 这个短语， catch up 它表示赶上、追上、跟上，比如说 I stopped and waited for her to catch up，我停住脚步等他追上来。 I have fallen so far behind that it seems pointless trying to catch up， 我落后太多了，似乎追赶下去也毫无意义。下一句， He started working hard much too late in the day, couldn't possibly catch up， 他开始拼命工作的时候已经为时太晚了，不可能赶上了。好，以上是 catch up 的意思，赶上、追上、跟上。接下来咱们在这个 catch up 后面加上介词 on， catch up on， catch up on， 补做、赶做、恶补什么。比如说 I was catching up on a bit of reading， 我当时呢正忙着 恶补一些书籍阅读呢？I was catching up on a bit of reading. 注意一下这个连读的时候很容易读错啊。Catch up on, catch up on, catching up on, catching up on. 多读几遍，读熟了之后你就会叭叭叭，自己就脱口而出了。I was catching up on a bit of reading. 我当时正忙着恶补的去读一些东西呢。好，下面一句 ，I have a lot of work to catch up on. 我有许多工作要补做。I have a lot of work to catch up on.再来一句 No matter how hard I try, I cannot seem to catch up on all the bills. 哈，好可怜。不管我怎么努力，我好像总也没有办法付清所有的账单，好像赚钱的速度没有这个账单来的速度快呀。No matter how hard I try, 不管我多拼命 I cannot seem to catch up on all the bills. 好像都是没有办法付清所有账单的。好，下面一句 Summer is the perfect time to catch up on the new books you meant to read. 夏天呢是把想读却没有读的新书恶补一下的最佳时机。听好咯 Summer is the perfect time to catch up on the new books you meant to read. 最后一句 The ladies spend some time catching up on each other's health and families.女士们呢，哈，花了点时间叙旧，聊了聊彼此的健康和家庭状况，也就是彼此去详细的了解一下，恶补一下这方面的一个信息。The ladies spend some time doing something, 就像 spend time doing something, 花时间做什么 ?spend time 后面加 doing 哦。spend some time catching up on each other's health and families. 好，接下来咱们在这个 catch up 后面加上一个 with,catch up with,表示了解近况叙旧，跟那个 catch up on 是不是有点类似了？来听一下哦。She plans to return to Dublin to catch up with the relatives she has not seen since she married. 她打算回都柏林去看望一下结婚后就再也没有见过面的 relatives 亲戚 catch up with。那 catch up with 还可以表示赶上、追上，跟那 catch up 一样了 ，catch up 一样，对不对？听个例句哦。There's still time to catch up with them. 还有时间追上他们的。Most late developers will catch up with their friends. 大多数这个身体发育迟缓者都会赶上他们的朋友的。Most late developers will catch up with their friends. 注意一下这个句子 ,late developers 表示身体发育比较晚的。再来一句 ,We must exert ourselves to catch up with them or it would be too late.我们要奋起直追或者急起直追，注意下这个 exert 表示拼命努力的意思哦，否则就太晚了。We must exert ourselves to catch up with them, or it would be too late. 以上咱们分享了短语 catch up, let's catch up when we meet up. 见面的时候咱们好好叙叙旧。我是琳达，以上呢就是今天节目的所有内容了。感谢大家的收听和陪伴，爱你们，请为了自己，每天都要开开心心的哦。Stay cool and be happy. Love you. I'll see you next time.